Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Good morning. This is Santa Claus filling in for Mike Jones for community comment this fine Christmas Eve Friday. I know I sound like Mike Jones, but this is Santa Claus, the real deal for real. It took a little bit of homework and listening to Mike's voice, but I tested it on his wife this morning, and she sure as heck believed me when I told her Santa was getting her new Bose stereo system. She screamed and said, "Thank you, Santa." Well, if you haven't already shut off your favorite radio station, I promise it'll be my pleasure to grant you all or at least some of your Christmas wishes before I dash off to the North Pole. You know, I've already had a plethora of requests to fulfill, and some are a little harder than others, but I'm trying my darndest. For instance, one little boy who had a rather large list, we'll call him Paul, ask that we honor all veterans and take a minute to thank them personally for their service and thank them for keeping us the land of freedom that we started with from the early days of our separation from a tyrannical ruler. Little Paul's second request was to close the border to Mexico tighter than a June bug's... well, I can't say that word, but you know what a word is. He went on to ask, and when you close the border, make it so that no more fentanyl can come across with the cartel, or any more abused and mistreated children and women, and keep those mean and ugly men with criminal records from other places like Cuba and Cartagena or Central America out of our country. Not only this, but Paul asked for one other thing, and that was to make sure that anyone that wants to become a citizen of Eureka, and I know he meant the USA, does it the right way. Then there was Freddy, although he's getting big enough to be called Fred, had a good-sized list too. He wants the president, now these are his words, or to grow up here with our friends in China. Admit that he and his son are in cahoots with him on many and many of financial deals going back many years. His writing was a little small, but I know what the little whippersnapper meant when he asked to toss that Putin guy in as well as someone to deal with a little better. Freddie got a little personal when he admitted that his biggest present under the tree would be a brand new president, preferably a strong Republican who brought those big pair with him and did something more than stutter, or was at the economy he wished would stop stuttering, and open up the Keystone Pipeline. Then there was a cute little note in the back of a napkin from a little guy named Chucky. Chucky wants Congress to quit stuffing his stockings with pork. He doesn't like pork, never ate pork when he was a kid, and in today's world, he says the doctors don't even think it's good for you. Now, this was one of the cutest requests, but then he went on to say he wanted world peace and no religion. Well, Chucky, I have to say, neither one of the two that you requested will probably see the light of day under your tree. This has been Santa Claus for Mike Jones and Community Comment. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.